So something that the Bible is very clear on is that Jesus died for us. What he experienced was not for our benefit, was for our benefit and not his own. And so that brings us to that question, this question that's always asked, how? How is Jesus' death on the cross for us? How can something he did then be for us now? So to help us think about that, I want to ask two questions. The first question is, did Jesus achieve something that was real and objective or not? Was what he did just subjective, something that influences how we personally think or feel? In other words, did he really change something in the nature of reality so that things were different? Or did he only change the way people might look at things and seek to influence their world that way? Now, a subjective view of the cross is that Jesus' love of the Father and his love for people is so heroically demonstrated there for all to see. Who cannot be moved by that? This is God's supreme demonstration to change human hearts. In that perspective, a Good Friday service like this takes on the nature of being like a funeral or a memorial service for Jesus, who heroically showed us how far human love can go. And stirred by that, we experience salvation and things improve. But otherwise, did Jesus actually achieve something that changed what was possible and impossible? The objective example, something that's happened in history that was an objective change. In the Second World War, in June 1944, 156,000 Allied troops invaded Normandy in a very short period, which opened up the whole Western Front in Europe. And that event caused an objective change. It had resulted in change that ripples through into the present for the whole world. It was heroic and becomes a myth of inspiration, but it was a real event that set in motion an objective change of circumstance that continues to today. The Allies won the war. So D-Day, as it was called, brought about that objective lasting achievement. Did Jesus achieve something like that on the cross? I believe it did. Christ died for us and actually achieved something for us. He was not doing something simply to inspire and encourage humanity from then onwards. So the second question I want to ask is what Jesus achieved available to us now, or is it on hold until a future date? Is that achievement of Jesus on the cross present or future, or possibly both? Now, the background issue here is the nature of heaven. If heaven only happens when you die and go to be with Jesus, then the cross delivers in the future. If heaven is what Jesus came to bring to earth for those who would receive him, then it is at least partially present. And in this view, Jesus comes to us. So to make this concrete, I've got an illustration. Consider this backpack. This pack represents all the stuff that begs for salvation. It contains all the mess that we humans make, we live with, or we pass on to others. It's heavy. And as a pastor, I get to hear about this. It contains wounds, burdens, addictions, fear, and more fear. What does it look like today? There's some general issues it carries. Like 40% of us who were born after 1960 grew up in broken homes. We are the generation that experimented and developed more addictions than ever. Those a bit younger are the generation that know more financial insecurity than their parents, all of our children. Today we can listen to or read the news and see more pain and suffering, more wrongs continuing to get worse in every area of life. That's just the general stuff. Then there's our personal grief, shame and pain in various forms. There's what's been done to us, and there's what we have done to others. An inspirational view of the cross would be to say, look how Jesus loves you. Now try harder. You can do it. You can carry your pack well. An objective view would believe that Jesus did something to at least lighten our load. He died for us to take on what is wrong in our lives and all its baggage upon himself in a way that would lighten it for us. An all future view would hold that when you go to heaven, that pack will be no more. Better times are coming in eternity when you join Jesus there. But a more present expectation would expect that if Jesus achieved something on that cross, it should make a difference to my burden right now. Well, what did Jesus say to answer these questions? I think this passage speaks into it, Matthew 11. 28 to 29. Come to me, all who labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus came to lighten our loads. He invites us to exchange what we are carrying in our yoke or carrying frame, our overloaded pack, and exchange it for a yoke shaped by him for us. So what was Jesus doing on that cross? He was carrying our burdened yokes. He was bearing in and on himself that load of wrongs that we humans drag around. He was bearing in his being the full weight of all our sickness of being. And as he hung there, he prayed, Father, forgive them, concerning all the human activity that had put him there. And he did this for us. I believe he really did it for us to make a difference today. Yes, it matters for when we die, but it is present now as well as future. And as he hangs there, hear his words. Come to me. Leave your burdened yoke here with me. And I will give you one that is light and easy. Yes, it is a cross, a place of dying to yourself. But do not be afraid. I have already taken all that bites and hurts and kills upon myself. Your cross is especially prepared for you to bring you into the perfection of holiness, to be like me. So how do you do that? It needs to happen once and then keep on happening. Yes, we take up our cross, our dying to ourselves and our own desires and wants. But that is once we have left our burden. You look at him hanging for you and acknowledge that it is for you. You need salvation from all that stuff in your pack. And you leave that burden with him. Leave as much as you can with him at his cross, again and again. And that is the power of the cross to really transform today. Leave the burden of your wrongs in all its ugliness and brokenness. What you have done, what others have done to you, what you have not done but should have, your fears and anxieties, your shame and guilt, and any pain that defies understanding. The cross is the place where we leave whatever yoke we are carrying and allow Jesus to refit us with his yoke. Will he be hurt? No, the love of God and Jesus has already carried it all the way to death. He has already drunk the cup empty. That exchange makes the cross real and present in lives today. It's not the whole gospel, but that part that makes the rest complete. So we're going to take the opportunity to do this now. We're going to take perhaps even a symbol of our load. We've got our stones and various other shards or things on the little back table that back there. And while we express in song what we're doing, you can each take something to the step in front of the cross and spend some time there handing over your load, your burdens. And there, taking on what he wants you to have, not the burdens that we were carrying. And then a final word of encouragement from St. Peter. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you.